week. Enjoy Burger and Fries Thursday, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers got some good news on running back Aaron Jones. While he's not expected to play tomorrow at Detroit, he suffered a sprained MCL and is considered week to week. Packers will be without another offensive starter this week, and tight end Luke Musgrave, he suffered an abdominal injury and will miss some time.
I think he's going to be a very dynamic player in time in this league, and obviously a significant blow for us offensively, but just like we always talk about, it's going to be opportunities for these other guys. For Tucker, for Ben, to really show what they can do.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
A.J. Dillon gets his chance to carry the load against the Lions on Thursday.
I'm ready for a haul, man. I've done this. I've been in every situation these last 4 years. You know, I've started games. I've had to fill in at times. You know, it's nothing new.
Backing Dillon up is Patrick Taylor, who played in 4 games earlier this season, was released and signed on to New England's practice squad and then re-signed by the Packers. Could be a good chance for Taylor, and at the very least, he gets 3 weeks of regular NFL salary instead of 3 weeks of practice squad pay.
That's a plus that goes with it, that I'm signing to basically a 3-week deal to play well. Who knows what could happen? So I'm optimistic about the opportunity that I'm given, and I plan to showcase my ability.
We'll preview Packers and Lions from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Around, this is God's country. We turn the
my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
Another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup begins. I asked Gray and I asked Brianna, give me a song, give me a group, give me an artist. We need something after that song, something to pop, to go, to kind of get the mood. And here it is right here. Oh, to feel the energy. I've never heard this song. I've never heard of this group. I'm getting old.
It wasn't me either.
Oh, it was Brianna. Yeah. This is Deer Hunters Roundup prep music right here, baby. Rock and roll.
Oh,
something to get the Deer Hunters Roundup going. Since we're in a different time slot, Gray, I figured this would be just kick it off a little bit different there.
I think that was sound judgment. That seems like the move.
That's very good, Brianna. Hats off to Brianna. Can the crowd give a little bit of... There we go. All right. That was her pick.
Appreciate the studio audience reaction.
I got one to kick off the 5 o'clock hour that's going to rock your chainsaw world. it's absolutely wonderful. We are on early today. Sausage is going to come in. I'm not sure if I told Sausage we were on from 4 to 6:30 from the FPH Country Club, but I told him we were going to be on. So Sausage, if you're listening, we're on. So we're here till 6:30, and he's probably still hunting a little bit out there. And I know he got a deer because I saw a picture that I just posted at 98qcountry.com.
Congratulations to the Sausage.
Yeah, you'll be strutting in here bragging and red carpet and all that stuff. It'll be embarrassing. So he'll be here in a little while. Great, it's good to have you here. I think Austin might stop in at some point too, although after the Brussels sprout trauma this morning, I'm not sure if he'll be coming back in.
I don't know if I should be glad I was on the road for that. The more I hear about that from indirect sources, more worried I get for what happened to you this morning.
It was a bit. I apologize to Austin and anybody who loves Brussels sprouts. We were a bit much. It was a bit over the top. I would do it all over again, but it was a bit much. And it topped it off when Missy came in. Missy came in and did the update on the chamber, and then we asked her for her top foods, and then she said she made a snide comment about Brussels sprouts. It was
just catching strays. Brussels sprouts catching shade today.
Just a little bit extra frosting on top of the cake there by Missy. It was very nice. A couple of nice emails coming in already. Well, here, I'll let you read that one first, and then I'll read this one. This one's kind of an emotional one, so go ahead, Gray.
Looks like Camp Dinner Pickle to start today. Quiet day out here at Camp Dinner Pickle west of Fifield. Maybe things will pick up after Thanksgiving. Had a few adult beverages with our friends from Camp Snoopy last night. Good luck and safe hunting for everyone still trying to bag the big one. Thank you, Camp Dinner Pickle.
We will take your calls. We know from doing this show earlier on Saturday that people are still in the woods, obviously. But we will take your calls right away at 715-762-3221. We got a email from Dan, and he wanted to just send out a little note. He said, we lost one of our old-time hunters last night at the age of 87, Jack Freeman. He hunted Price County for many years. His son, Chris, walked into his father's old stand on Sunday to reflect on the good old days of hunting with his father. And when Chris returned home yesterday, his father had passed away in his arms. And there are just special memories for all of this in the woods and the deer camps. So Dan Dros reminds everybody to take the time to enjoy the past and especially enjoy the present, because we all know it can slip away really fast. So Dan, very, very good. Very well worded on that, Dan. We appreciate that. Here, you read emails better than I do because you have better eyesight than I do. You read them faster and better. So
we're both wearing glasses.
Well, but my eyes are past that point. So why don't you give a couple, and then we'll hear from some of our great sponsors here.
Fair enough. First one from Alan here. Big G and Mr. Gray. Sorry we missed this one last night, Alan. All is well here at camp. Who's your daddy? Passed on a smaller buck and a few does. Shout out to Billy Club Camp in Catawba and Brian at Skinner Creek Camp. Thanks for such an awesome show. And I love this sign-off. Haven't seen this one yet. Peace out.
Peace out, yes.
Got a couple pictures here. Let's see here. Good evening from a third of the Camp Williams from Lugerville. Just enjoying the time out in the woods with the husband and daughter, age 12. Missing the uncle and cousin and her kids. Didn't get to see much the first day besides a big flock of turkeys. Second day's even a little pack of does. Wife didn't get a clear shot to one, but husband did and was showing the daughter how to gut it. Cleaned up and back into woods, finished the day. Third day, didn't see a thing at all. Hopefully able to get the daughter her first deer this year. Good luck to all the hunters out there, and good luck to you, Tina.
And some of the emails that we're reading are from late last night. We didn't get them on, so some of them are dated, but we always print them out and read them anyway. Why don't you give us one more there?
Those darn rental hosts you had last night, man. They just didn't do the job, did they? Uncle Joe from Camp Snake in the Bush in Boulder Junction. Oh, Camp Snake in the Bush. We heard from them yesterday, I think. My twin 9-year-old boys shot their first Northwoods bucks opening morning. Michael Prestine shot a 5-pointer, and Timothy shot a 7-pointer. Both were perfect heart shots with their 243s. Along this year were Uncle Dean, Uncle Jason, and his 10-year-old son Blake, who passed on some does. Sounds like a good time for the crew over at Camp Snake in the Bush.
All right, we're here till 6:30. That's when the Bucks will take over the game against Boston. It starts with play-by-play at 6:30, so we'll go right up against that. We'll take your calls 715-762-3221. Your emails, WCQM at civicmedia.us. The Roundup on the air live.
It's time again for Barocca's Wreaths Christmas Open House, now in its 24th year. Enjoy homemade cider and cookies as you shop and find fresh balsam and mixed wreaths in all sizes, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, saddles, porch pot centerpieces made with custom bows, and special orders are welcome. Gift items like water globes and luminaries and gnomes are also available. Barocca's Wreaths Christmas Open House, November 24th through 26th from 9 to 4 each day. Barocca's Wreaths Christmas Open House, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al, Carrie, and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Park Falls Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed & Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedAndFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed & Feed located in Fifield?
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Looking for a body repair shop that you can trust?
Warga Auto and Truck Center.
If you happen to hit a deer and had extensive damage, would your body repair shop provide you with a free loaner?
Warga's Auto and Truck Center does.
Who has 24-hour towing, no matter where or how you broke down?
Warga's Auto and Truck Center.
Who offers free estimates and makes sure your vehicle is looking new again?
Warga's Auto and Truck Center.
Because getting your vehicle back on the road in tip-top shape is just what we do. 339-3313.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
All right, the Deer Hunters Roundup. We are live. We are in studio. And that is what makes our show very unique, is that we take calls live for at least 2 hours or more. And we're going a little early today because the Bucks are on at 6:30. So we'll give us a chance to talk a lot about our sponsors and have a little fun, play a little music. Hunters will start getting out of the woods here at about 5 o'clock. Austin's straight out of the woods, and it's only 4:20. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
I'm not out of the woods. Well, I don't live that far out of town.
I just was a general warning to people that Austin's out of the woods with his
But I'm here now, so at least they know where I am.
With his Brussels sprouts. What do you got there, Gray?
This top one.
Austin's like, back off the Brussels sprouts. He's getting a little defensive about that.
This is not, I don't have Brussels sprouts, so we don't have to panic.
Oh, the farmer's market. Yeah, what would Brussels sprouts do in the farmer's market?
If you freeze them, they make great handheld projectiles.
Oh, yeah.
As Darla looks on an absolute horror at our show.
Yeah, you'd be like a nail flying through the air. Brussels, frozen Brussels sprouts, Darla.
As a projectile, as a weapon. I'm thinking from a sling myself. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It has to be frozen air. It's not efficient. I mean,
I mean, they can get pretty hot if you like steam them or something, but no, you need frozen for
just solid. Get yourself 3 foot of good leather, and you put the Brussels sprout in the middle of it, fold it in half, and you just give her a whip.
Yeah, should do good. Frozen or just
Frozen. Frozen. Yeah, I thought we established that.
All right, okay, just making sure. All right,
happy Thanksgiving, Darla.
Darla's like, I'm out of here. I have nothing to do with this. So, Gray, a couple more emails here. What do you got?
Yeah, this front first one is actually a whole pile of pictures of various things here. Looks like it's from Gary Gazda. I'm sorry, I might have outed you there. This is from Lost Sheep. I don't know who that first guy I talked about was. Looks like a picture of Ava's buck from 2023. A picture of the 2022 crew pulling the pin at Wanigan Bar in winter. Apparently yesterday marks 25 years from signing the papers on their cabin, out drinking your camp since 1998. They hunt all public land. The crew is 3 to 12, depending on the time of season. Get super strong as the week goes on. Last year, 2022, they shot their 100th deer at the spur. Buttercup made it happen, and he earned $575. No, we are not starting a pot for the 150th deer. Enjoy your show. Excellent. Right. So a whole bunch of stuff here from Lost Sheep. Thank you kindly. Got a more straightforward email if you'd like another.
Sure.
Greetings from... I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Greetings from... People from the outhouse and Einstein of the CDC, Camp Dorn Creek, west of Butternut. Einstein arrowed a 6.5 point buck the day before the gun season, skilled as well as smart. On opening day for a change, all got out in the woods, got harassed by a half-racked 0x6 bull elk, had one horn on his right side. Einstein said it's because he's right-horned. Other than two doe, one coyote, and 10 partridge in the thorn apple trees, we've seen nothing. Stop counting squirrel when we ran out of digits. Good luck to all, and as they like to say, don't shoot anyone accidentally. And as a public service to the hunting committee, we are happy to accept any old, unwanted, or outdated liquor for proper disposal. Peace out, and God bless America.
There's a lot going on there.
From CDC west of Utternut.
All right. I want to thank all of our sponsors of the Deer Hunters Roundup. We've got our, for some reason, my sponsor list has evaded me here, but I'll see if I can do it from memory. We got our 30-point sponsors, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Essential Shooting Supplies, the Big Dipper, and... Yeah, I need the list. I don't know what I did with the list. All right, all right.
Oh, great. All right, you play your Jeopardy music while I find the list.
Gray, you go find the list. Austin's here to appease us in the meantime. We are taking your calls. If you guys make it out of the woods, give us a call at 715-762-3221. And everybody who calls once a day, everybody who emails once a day, you automatically go into the drawing for all the prizes, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of prizes that we'll give away Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And it's just a random drawing. Once you win one prize and you're out. So there's going to be a lot of people winning a lot of stuff. Austin, you saw the list of prizes.
I did. That was insane.
It's pretty cool. The gift certificates. Literally, we have $200 in cash because there's four $25 Visa gift cards. That's cash. And all this certificates to our area restaurants. Barocca's, Reese, B&B Insurance, couple $25 Quick Trip gift cards that they're donating, as did MasterCare Lawn Services, a couple of $25 Quick Trip, actually a couple of $50 Quick Trip gift cards. That gets you a lot of bananas. How many, $50, how many bananas do you think you can get for that?
How much do they cost a Quick Trip?
Like a nickel a pound or something like that.
Hey, Gray, are you good at math?
I think you could fill the back of a pickup truck with the amount of bananas.
Well, it depends on the pickup truck.
You can get for $50. Probably want to mix in something else in there, too. But thank you to them, to MasterCare Lawn and Plowing Services, Northwood Supper Club gift certificates. CNR Power Sports has donated a $40 gift card to the Big Dipper, Ross's Sports Shop, $25 gift cards, Park Falls Family Restaurant, $10 gift cards, Phillips Service Center, a couple of $25 gift certificates, Warga Auto and Truck Center, $20 gift cards. We have a total of 8 $25 Visa gift cards, courtesy of Forward Insurance and Forward Investment Services. Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes has a golf simulator package worth $40 and a pizza bowling party also at $40. A couple of different ones. Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes has a $20 gift card for their bar and restaurants. And the Great Northern Motel has four $25 gift cards and a separate one-night stay, $139 value for the Great Northern Inn. Or Deer Nutrition, $25 gift cards. Ridge Runner, $20 gift cards. Goble, South Fork, and Lugerville, $20 gift cards. Decor to Adore in Park Falls, three $25 gift cards. The Heritage Meats Folks in Butternut, three $20 gift cards. We have four $25 gift certificates for the Oxbow Resort and Jack's Corner Bar, and four more from the Village Pit Stop. And that's just all the individual prizes. That doesn't include the recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings, the youth gun from Essential Shooting Supplies that goes to our youth photo contest winner, and the Big Dipper donating some blinds in there, and Park Falls Building Supply with a whole prize package. They are all listed and updated at 98qcountry.com. We've got archived audio from the first few nights on there. Not all of it, but some of it. We apologize for that. I trusted another source to record it, and it let me down, so sometimes that happens. Let's go to the phones here. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Rocket from Camp Chutzpahat.
Hey, Rocket. Thanks for being our very first caller on tonight's show. What a privilege.
Thank you for the show.
Yeah, what's happened at Camp Chutzpahat today?
Well, Camp Chutzpahat, a little quiet. Cowboy was out this morning, see four does. He felt out at the stand up in the corner there now, sitting in there. And Blue Shoes will be back tomorrow morning with some more hunting. So.
All right. Got to have Blue Shoes back. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Yeah, so got to give a shout out to Bill at Camp BS over in Hazelhurst.
Camp BS. All right. Very good.
Yes.
All
and
right.
Thank you for the show. We appreciate it and everything you guys do and all your sponsors. We won certificate last year and went up and used it and very thankful.
Okay, Rocket. We thank you so much for the call. I hope to hear from you after Thanksgiving, okay?
Sounds good. You'll hear from us.
All right. Very good. And we didn't want to slate anybody. I should not have even delved into the sponsors, Gray. You should have stopped me. You should have slapped me, punched me, hit me.
I admired you for attempting it, honestly.
I knew it wasn't going to end well. Wildwoods Taxidermy, Essential Shooting Supplies, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, and Big Dipper, all are 30-point sponsors. Big Buck sponsors include Seed and Feed in Fifield, Northwoods Realty and Property Management, and Park Falls Building and Hardware. And here, you read faster than I do, so you can read the list of the rest of our sponsors there. Great.
We got Tom Miller Electric, MasterCare Lawn and Plowing Services, C&R Power Sports, Northwoods Supper Club, Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Phillips Service Center, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Ken's Carpet Center, Forward Insurance, Forward Investment Services, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Great Northern Hotel, Wolf's Den, Oh Deer Nutrition, Ridge Runners, Goble South Fork, Baroka's Wreaths, Jack's Corner Bar, Village Pit Stop, B&B Insurance, Heritage Meats, Decor to Adore, and Oxbow Resort.
All right. Thanks to all the sponsors. Happy birthday to Stacy Plemon, who is celebrating today. Aunt MJ wants to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And I know I know what Stacy's birthday wish for several years has been. I'm not sure if her birthday wish is still just to get a day break from her husband, Mike. But that might be. It might be the wish again this year. That may have changed, but I know it has been in previous years.
I need a symbol crash button of my own.
We get a little bump, bump, bump. There you go. Mr. Fleming would expect nothing less from the morning show guy. All right. I'm sensing that we had energy with that first song, Breaking, whatever that was. What was
Breaking
that?
Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking
from
Benjamin.
What Brana told me.
It was pretty good.
I figured you would know. It seemed like you might.
I didn't actually listen to it, though.
All right. We're ready for another one, though.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
Headphones on. Are you ready?
Should they be?
Because this is much. This is called The Lumberjack, done by The Jackals.
Leatherface in his teenage years.
Oh, I love it. It says 1992 on it. I'm not sure if it was a remake from one earlier, but it's pretty good, huh?
I don't know why I tried to expect anything.
You are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Skidmark from Camp Hawkaw.
Hey, Skidmark, whereabouts are you guys?
Just outside of Park Falls.
All right. What's happening out there for you?
Well, we struck camp this morning, but we had some luck early in the season right on opening day. We got a 5-pointer and an 8-pointer. So same story as everyone else. It all kind of died off right away after opening day.
Yeah, but that's not too bad, though. Not too bad. So camp broke up already, you're saying?
Hawkaw.
Okay. All right. Are we still hunting or are you guys done?
No, we struck camp this morning, so we're all just on our way home or home now. So.
All right. Very good. Well, Skidmark, thank you for the update. We love hearing from you. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
You bet. I'm going to play that song again.
Probably have so many listeners going like, please don't.
I haven't heard that song in a long time. I'm going to have to bring that up.
It's not bad, surprisingly.
It really wasn't for a real...
I'm shocked.
I mean, that was a real chainsaw, wasn't it?
It might have been crazier when it was made, but things have gotten... Time passes, things change, and music's at a different place.
Yeah. It's good.
Now it sounds good.
I love it. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori from Camp Goose Lane.
Hey, Lori. I don't think we've heard from you yet, have we?
No, but I've been listening. It's a wonderful show.
All right.
Very entertaining. I appreciate it.
What's the latest from Camp Goose Lane today?
Well, we worked this week, but we're going to go out tomorrow. We went out opening weekend, just does and fawns and a little nubbing yearling. So we let that one go, but hopefully tomorrow before the big turkey.
All right. Very good. Been some wimpy weather out there, so it's been a nice year to be out in the woods. That's for sure.
Oh, it's beautiful.
All right, Lori. Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, too. 715-762-3221. I don't know if we can top that song. I want to play another one, but I'm not sure. I don't want to go there. Austin, you're next on what song we play, because once the hunters get out of the woods here in a few minutes, it's, all heck's going to break loose on the phone, so... He's thinking.
Unfamiliar with hunting songs.
It doesn't have to be a hunting song, just something energetic.
Yeah, we haven't touched a hunting song yet, aside from the opener.
Well, Lumberjack, kind of.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I know.
But, it's allowed, but it's a stretch.
We'll let Austin pick. We're going to do one more because the phones are going to start lighting up here. So you think about it. It doesn't have to be hunting related. Just
Gonna have to think about it.
Something good. Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook, too.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Bushlight wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. I've been a gun enthusiast my entire life, from standing at my dad's bench as a kid to repairing guns in the military and as a gunsmith now. My goal is to match you with the right firearm, regardless of use. As a family-owned business, we understand the need to treat our customers with respect and patience when purchasing their firearms. For focused and dedicated service, come into Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Looking for a secure place to invest your savings when it's time to apply for Social Security benefits, or figuring out what to do with your 401k, and when is the right time to retire? So many questions. It can be overwhelming, but today's your lucky day because the professionals at Forward Investment Services can lead you through the steps you need to meet all of your financial goals and help you bag the best investment services possible. See them online at forward.bank/investments or drive into one of their locations in Park Falls or Phillips.
Ross's Sports Shop, your area sports shop and fishing guide service for over 60 years, is your headquarters for all your hunting and ice fishing supplies. They've got tip-ups, surface lures, bucktails and spinners, rubber and swim baits, bass and walleye tackle, and a complete guide service. They're also stocked with Christmas trees and wreaths, so hunters, make a stop at Ross's Sports Shop and Fishing Guide Service, Highway 13 Phillips, or see them at rossonline.com.
All right, it is 4:40, and we got more of the Deer Hunters Roundup. And ladies and gentlemen, we have royalty in the studio. The red carpet has been rolled out. I'm surprised the paparazzi hasn't broken down the front door. They're hanging out there, but we have the door locked. Ladies and gentlemen, from the FPH Country Club, it is the world-famous Sausage! How are we doing, Sausage?
Doing pretty good.
Thanks for joining us for a second big year. We appreciate it. There was a lot of clamoring that people wanted you to take over my morning show, but I didn't really let anybody there that told us because I didn't want you. I still want my job.
Yeah.
So you got a deer already. Look at that.
Yep. Well, somebody has to carry all the weight of the country club.
Yep. All right. So one thing we always ask you every year, any additions to the FPH Country Club? I mean, every year you guys are just taking this thing to another level. You can see it from space. It's incredible. What are you adding to it this year? Anything?
Well, I got to tell you, our capital improvement plan is pretty low right now, but what we do to keep exclusive is we really improve around the margins, around the edges. Mm-hmm. So when you come to the country club, the lawn is raked, you get greeted by name. It might not be a preferred name, but mm-hmm. get greeted by name. And we have the best chef in the Jump River Valley, so keeps your bellies full.
All right. And the latrine, as always, just impeccable, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's number one, right? and number two.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're pleased to have a Sausage here from FBH Country Club. You got a deer. Did you get a deer last year, too, shortly before we went on the air?
Sure did, yeah.
I think we got something going here, Gray, don't we?
Become
a guest on the show, and you're guaranteed to get a deer the day of or the day before. I think because last year you did, too, I think.
Last year I got one 2 days before, and then I got one the day after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was, I would say it's WCQM luck right there.
We're either onto something or we're on something. One of the two. Yeah.
We need a little notation there. WCQM does not enforce the guarantee.
Yes. We could have a deer tax, though. We have a cake tax. We could have the deer tax, you know, some venison chops or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got a little buck, is that right?
Yep. It's sat for just over 25 hours before I saw a deer this year, so it's been pretty slow.
And, wow.
He came grunting behind a doe, and just turns out he had one side of the antlers, and the other side just grew next to its eye. So after I shot him, and he's laying there, I thought, boy, did I just shoot a doe? Was I seeing a rack just because I wanted to? So,
yeah. All right. I'm not sure. I think we have somebody on the line here. I want to check here. Hi, you're on the roundup. Go ahead. All right. No, they're gone. 715-762-3221. I might have waited too long on that. Joel and Sausage, we got Austin in here. We got Gray in here, and we got a few emails, too. Yeah. Gray, what do you got over there?
I got a few of them. Looks like Camp Send It and Belly Acres teamed up this morning as the girls took the woods, but no luck. Baby Bear is on her way up tonight, hoping she's bringing the luck with her for the rest of the season. Shout out to Belly Acres for the fun celebration last night, but beware, we are coming back for our money. Whoa, that was fun for most of it. Got dark.
Took a little mafia twist at the end.
Yeah, no kidding. I knows these guys.
These guys.
Hi, Greg from the Red Pine Lodge out in Shannon Golden checking in. Finally saw a doe and fawn this morning. So far, nothing this afternoon. Just want to give a shout out to Camp Corny up in Mellon. Can't wait to see everyone up there tomorrow. Also want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving from Greg. Well, thank you, Greg. To you, too.
All right. Who else do we have, Sausage, at the FBH Country Club that you hang out with out there?
Well, that's a loaded question. We're acquaintances, I would say that, yeah. Well, we have Toner. He's retired now, so he has nothing but time on his hands. So he's been out hunting most of us so far.
All right.
Of course, I mentioned already, but the cooking bee, he's the one that allows us to gain a few pounds every year.
Sure.
Yep. Former Badger, Trayvon Hughes, is out there. May not be the actual former Badger, but...
close it up.
Yeah, that's right. We got Uncle Max. He's out there quite often. We get visits from Camp Whatchamacallit. Well, we also have Hornswoggle out there. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. I'm probably going to forget a bunch of people. B-Nut, mm-hmm. C-Nut, D-Nut, and E-Nut. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bowl of
sounds
nuts.
Sounds like a kid's episode or something. I don't know. Just a bowl of nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I have to ask, where's A-Nut? Why did we start at B?
Well, let's see. I try to keep that clean. It starts at... There's no A. It's just
okay.
It's B.
All right.
Yeah. It's just B.
Yeah. I know when to take what I can get.
So when you guys are hanging out there, what's the is there a card game of choice you guys like to play out there, or what happens in between the hunt?
Sure. Yeah. So certainly reach for a couple beers here and there. Then we stay out of the cooking bee's way when he's making food. So we stay on the side. And then we play a little bit of our own Cards Against Humanity, but with our own cards in there. I don't know if you've ever played that game, but
Cards Against Humanity.
That's a fun game.
Do you guys keep that clean too?
That it's
no comment. Is acceptable.
Nope. It's tough.
He was looking for a politically correct word.
Yeah.
No comment. Is an acceptable answer.
Yeah. You guys are stumping me.
There's
pretty
some
good
tough
here.
Questions here. It's like he's in front of the paparazzi here. This is supposed to be an escape from the paparazzi, where they're always after him and asking mm-hmm. questions and what is that you're wearing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the red carpet is always out at the FPH Country Club. The world famous. Have you guys ever thought of charging it, you know, in the off season, maybe charging admission? This could be a tourist attraction, I'm sure, right?
Oh, well, it certainly is a tourist attraction, and we welcome anybody to come visit that can find it. So, and that makes it a little difficult.
It does. Your calls are welcome. We know the hunters are just getting out of the woods, and calls will heat up here. But we went on early today because we have Bucks basketball tonight at 6:30. So feel free to call us. We are live here at 715-762-3221. Email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And, Gray, we got some really good pictures on our website. We got like 15 or 20 pictures already on our website, some good stuff on there. And we're going to have huge prize packs for the kids. Like an $800 youth gun they're giving away from Essential Shooting Supplies, and even the adult photo contest, too. Some good stuff on there. But we do have some more emails, right, Gray?
Yeah, well, I've got those pictures, and then I've got one text email. I'll go check for some other ones shortly, but this is a good long one here. If we want to sit in for a bit of a ride, I think this is a good candidate.
Why not?
All right, so looks like, let's see who I've got here. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like this one came from the Cummings clan.
All right.
Says, this morning, Cowboy decided to go sit at Grandpa's stand. Quiet morning, just a handful of does and fawns, and a horse. And a freaking horse, it says. After spending the rest of the morning dealing with the horse, the woods were roughed up good enough that I'm sure any deer there left to three counties away. You can't just offhandedly mentioned that you dealt with the horse. What did that take? Anyway, Rocket was surprised by some unexpected visitors at his camp shoots a lot late this morning. Apparently, it seems, though, the ladies at camp menopause didn't follow the assignment of which gate to open or close.
Hang on, we gotta get... We can't let that go without a little
sound. No, that deserves it. Rocket and Ms. B quickly became ranch hands in a hurry. By the time all this fun and chaos had commenced, all had worked up an appetite, grabbed a late lunch, and hoped to be back to the corner stand for a stab to buck tonight. Thanks for all that you guys do, and wishing everyone happy Thanksgiving. Shout-outs Camp Shoots a Lot, and a happy birthday to Jerome at Camp Long Shot. Bag that buck, boys. From Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone.
I think while Cowboy was was sending that probably via a phone. I think probably $2 and three does probably walked by in front of him.
Yeah.
Probably went right by.
Mm-hmm. Send us a voice message next time. It'll save you a minute.
Yeah. We are on the Civic Media app. We were down a little bit today, but it is up, 98qcountry.com. And download, go to the Play Store and search for Civic Media. You can listen to the Deer Hunters Roundup on your phone anytime, anywhere. So be sure to check that out. We got more of the Roundup coming up. Joel, Sausage, Austin, Gray, we're ready for your calls.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Adam Sandler delivers signature laughs in this animated musical comedy about the last year of elementary school, as seen through the eyes of a class pet. 74-year-old lizard Leo has been stuck in the same classroom for decades, but this year he plans to escape to experience life on the outside, but instead gets caught up in the problems of his anxious students, including an impossibly mean substitute teacher. It ends up being the strangest but most rewarding bucket list ever. Leo is now streaming only on Netflix.
For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al Carey and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com. Select Parkville's Building and Hardware and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Parkville's Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Parkville, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.
The Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin is a beautiful up north place to stay for any occasion, celebrations, ATVing, snowmobiling, even deer hunting. Located on Lake San Domingo, just steps away from all the great dining at the Wolf's Den, you can get anything from a steak to a sandwich. You can see them at greatnorthernmercer.com or call to book your stay at 715-476-2440. Great Northern Motel, Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. After your day of hunting, stop on in to the Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, Mercer, Wisconsin, the place to enjoy some social fun with dining overlooking beautiful Lake San Domingo. They have six flat-screen TVs there that'll give you a good view of your favorite sports teams. Dining includes nightly specials from the tacos to the ribeye steak, all-you-can-eat wings, the Friday fish, and the prime rib on Saturday. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, right on Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the 30-pointer?
Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Worgus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Worgus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season. Let's kick off hour two of the Deer Hunters Roundup a little earlier. I asked Sausage, I said, first band that comes to mind, give me a rock and roll. And the first thing that came to mind was
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, here we go. The Deer Hunters Roundup to get y'all jacked up. Deer Hunters Roundup, flushing the format there, and a hand-picked song from Sausage from the FPH Country Club. Red Hot, maybe that's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers song he had in mind, but he said Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I said Love Roller Coaster.
Right? That's all right.
We got Austin, we got Gray in here. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Any emails you got share over there, Gray?
I've got the House of Heilemann with the Toaster Strudel crew here. Covert ops today. Snuck across two borders through Rusk into Sawyer County. Code names for the mission were as follows. Bus driver reported as short bus driver. Ruger M77 was Maintenance Lady 77. The one Oak Ridge boy was the other Oak Ridge boy. Random hero was Monica's hero.
Since it took us 5 or 6 hours to decide these new code names, we only did 5 drives. Somewhat productive, as we saw 8 does, but let them goes. Gonna try to get the Yug back into the woods tomorrow to help. Thank you, Toaster Strudel crew.
Sounds like a confusing Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
Like Chris Farley should have been in the background of that. Little Lunch Ladyland song or something. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing,
sir? Hey, Al Camp Toothless Beaver. How we doing there, sir?
Doing pretty good, except for the fact that I had to work today and couldn't even make it in the woods.
Couldn't even make it in the woods today. All right.
Didn't even have time after work.
All right. How about the rest of the week?
Every day.
Every day from here on in.
Unless I get my buck.
This is where you make it count right here, Al. This is... This is where you make it go. The history has shown. All right, show up at playoff time, right?
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's the day. Thanksgiving Day, you bet. All right, got a big Thanksgiving meal planned. You and Tina busy cooking away?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a couple other people over for some non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner this year. We're having seafood.
Seafood. All right, that sounds good. Right up my alley. Any Brussels sprouts in there? No?
Well, if you seafood, you eat it. There's got to be Brussels.
Seafood, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, Al. Have a great Thanksgiving. We thank you for the call.
Have a good Thanksgiving, and everybody be safe in the woods.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Al Camp Toothless Beaver. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello?
Wolf State.
And where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Eagle River.
Eagle River?
Wow.
What are you doing way over?